part six of the 2023 Miami Hurricane Pro Preview Series, I will preview the North Carolina Tar Heels, our opponent up at Chapel Hill on October 14th. Well, heading into 23, Carolina's offense is led by Drake May. They have a chance to win the ACC due to May's emergence as one of the best players in college football. And he leads a potent offense that has a deep running back class and a pair of transfer playmakers to replace Josh Downs, which is not an easy thing to do. However, there are significant questions remaining in reference to the defense that allowed 30.8 points per game in the regular season last season, on average. Now, understand, their offense is Carolina's strength again this year. And May's going to have a lot of support, which has a veteran group of backs. And their running game is led by Elijah Green, who led the team with 578 yards and 8 TDs last year. And they have a new offensive coordinator in Chip Lindsey, who takes over for Phil Longo after Longo left for Madison to be the new offensive coordinator at Wisconsin. And he's sticking to most of the passing scheme that Longo left there. But he's also planning to make the running game much more physical than you've seen in the past. And May's two top receivers are gone, though, but he's got three talented tight ends, including one from Georgia Tech and Nate McCallum, and one from Kentucky and Tez Walker. All four of them are entering their fifth college football season. So that's a veteran group. Now we look at the defensive side of the ball. That defense is expected to improve this season. It could not have been much worse when they were last in the conference in yards and points allowed. The defense was unable to stop the run. It ranked near the bottom in the ACC in yards per carry. It was unable to get pressure on the quarterback. Was last in sacks. And was unable to defend the pass, last in passing yards and pass efficiency. The key returners for Carolina are defensive end Cedric Gray and defensive back Power Eccles. The strength of the defense is likely to be up front, though, where several linemen have fallen short of their recruiting rankings. The Tar Heels have stated they will increase their blitzing this year to generate drive-worthy plays. The increased aggressiveness should alleviate some of the pressure on that rebuilt secondary, which was underperforming last year and lost six players through the portal. They get two incoming from the portal, and Amani Chapman from Virginia Tech and Elijah Hushy from East Tennessee State. Now, on special teams, they were solid. They ranked second in the conference in net punting and net punting returns, and that unit should be even better this year with the return of Ben Kierman, who led the ACC in punting average at 46.8 last year. Now, the incumbent kicker is Noah Burnett, who will battle with Cincinnati transfer Ryan Coe for the place-kicking job. They have a speedster on kick returns in George Pettway. But May and Carolina's offense should keep things interesting. But to me, it's going to be their defense and the ability to close games. That's going to be key. When they started 9-0, when they were 9-0 to start last year, it was 4-0. When the games were decided by three or fewer. In the four-game losing streak to close the season, they lost three times by 4 points. When you look at their schedule, the key game right off the bat is against the other Carolina, and I'm referring to South Carolina, on September 2nd in Charlotte. For Carolina, the key you have to ask yourself is, will they or won't they? Of course, there are numerous games in the conference to contend with. But I look at that September 16th game against Minnesota, which will be a challenge. But barring a home loss or a misstep in the opener against Pitt the next week, in the conference opener, I should say, there's a chance to make it through the first 10 games undefeated with 10-0. You beat South Carolina, they only leave the state of North Carolina three times. That's something you want to watch. Now, they allowed 40 sacks for a total of 204 yards last year, and opponents were sacked just 17 times for 125 yards. That's what I talk about increasing the blitzes this year. On fourth downs, Carolina was 23 of 35, 71%. Their opponents were 14 of 28. They had a 13.31 yard per return average and 7.24 yard per return on punts. The 13-31s on kicks, by the way. Now, let's look at this from a Canes perspective, people. We all know the deal. They've beaten us the last 4 years. This year, that has to change. I had four 50-50 games this year that I considered toss-ups. This was one of them. I feel this is the year. If we're going, like I said, if we steal a third 50-50 game, now before the season, I still had two. If we steal a third, this is the game I think we have to steal. And I think we end the streak this year. And I think we win a very tough game on the road. If you want to take that next step, this is a game you have to win on the road. But with that being said, they say, now for Carolina, people think they could go on be undefeated. I don't see it that way. I see maybe some struggles there. I think the defense is going to be the big question mark for Carolina. And overall, I'm still going to go 8-4 with Carolina in 2023. That's my prediction for them. In part 7 of the preview series, I will preview the Clemson Tigers.